The 2022 LDC is underway. Let's light this rocket. Sergio Castillo with the kick, and it's going to fall to the 20-yard line to Langley. He'll come up across the 30, taken down at the 32, and that's where Calgary will go to work. Leitre's in the backfield. Low snap. Football's loose, and I think the Stampeders have recovered it. Like Mark Cordy did not get the snap away, and the ball is recovered by the Stampeders' Derek Wigan. And it'll be a turnover for the Elks on second down, and Calgary will take over in pretty good field position at the Edmonton 51-yard line. Mayer stays in the game at quarterback. He'll operate from the shotgun as he waits for the snap. There it is. He'll give it to Carey. It carries into the end zone for a touchdown. Calgary strikes first on Labor Day. It's 6-0. Kadeem Carey with a 3-yard run to the end zone. Here's Cornelius stepping up to the top of the pocket. He's going deep to the end zone, and it is complete. Touchdown, Elks. Antler up, Edmonton. And it is Mitchell into the end zone with his first CFL touchdown. A bomb from Taylor Cornelius. And the Elks are a PAT away from tying this game. The snap on second down. Cornelius will get out of some trouble to the left side. Then has the ball knocked out of his hands. And the Stampeders, I believe, will recover it on the sidelines and knock it out of bounds. Another turnover by the Elks, their second of this game, and it puts the Stampeders in great field position at the Edmonton 43-yard line. Here's Mario throw. That's intercepted. Intercepted by the Elks as they try to turn it over now. Up the field across the 40, close to the 45-yard line, and the ball is picked off, and the Elks will have it. There's the pass across to the far side, and they convert in the red zone there. Touchdown for the Stampeders. And they retake the lead. Fourth reception of the game for Reggie Bagleton is in the end zone. And the horse is running at McMahon Stadium.
So the Stampeders regain the lead, and they're going for two.
Stampeders 0 for 3 in two-point conversions this year. Mayer takes the snap. He'll throw into the end zone. It is complete.
Oh!
Oh, a blocked punt now. The Stampeders are going to recover it. And it's inside the 15. And the Calgary Stampeders, after a blocked punt, have put themselves in position to take control of the Labor Day Classic. From the 12, motion starts. Mayer drops back. Everybody's going, and he's going to the end zone. And is it complete? Yes. Touchdown, Calgary. Terrific catch at the back of the end
zone
by Reggie Bagleton, who's now got a pair.
Sergio Castillo on now.
Coming out for the first time tonight from the 15-yard line for this field goal attempt. Ball is down, kick is up. And he's put it through, and the Elks edge a little bit closer. They don't get the 7 they wanted, but they'll take 3. It's now 22-11 for the Stampeders over the Elks. From 25 yards, Rennie Paradis, the first attempt of the day for him, and it is up and through, and the lead increases. It's now 25-11. Calgary leads the Elks. Motion starts. Cornelius takes the snap and drops back. He's got some pressure coming. He's got a roll to the right side. He's in trouble across the field. Throws into the back of the end zone.
Oh, my!
He's got it. Touchdown, Elks. What a catch at the back of the end zone, and I think that is
Jalen Marshall
gets it at the back of the end zone. He's got the touchdown. Man, oh, man. Taylor Cornelius turned nothing into something on that one because he had all sorts of pressure on him, and he ran a long way. The Elks lose to the Stampeders 26-18. So the Labor Day Classic win streak ends at 1 for Edmonton.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.